I should have asked questions like this. What is your most painful limitation? Have you ever asked yourself that question? What is your most painful limitation? What is the limitation that frightens you most to acknowledge and accept? Where do you most avoid seeing the deep truth about yourself? One way to learn about your raw material and our calling is a Quaker tradition. And it's called the Clearness Committee. Now, y'all know how much I like committees. Maybe we call it a team. I don't know. But the Clearness Committee. Everyone ever hear of this? Yeah. In the Quaker tradition, a Clearness Committee does not come together to give you advice. The primary job of this group is simply to ask questions, to listen thoughtfully, and then pray for a sense from God for His calling on your life. All right? Now, in the United Methodist Church, when you're being called into ordained ministry, we have set up like variations of this Clearness Committee. I almost call it Listening Committee. The first, like if I was being called out of this church, feel like I was being called to ordained ministry, this church, I would have to have conversations with this church and be voted on by this church that, yeah, I do believe Eric has a calling from God to go into ministry. And then once that happens and it is approved, it moves on to something that I'm a part of, District Committee on Ordained Ministry, and we interview and we listen and we say, hey, you know what, you might want to grow here a little bit. You're great here, but just do some more research here and grow, pray on in this area, right? And once they pass that, it goes on to the conference, Ordained Ministry Team. And that way, by the time you're ordained, unless you're just like worse than me, an absolute bowl in a china closet, you know that God has called you into ministry. There is no doubt. Not saying you won't make mistakes, but this church, United Methodist Church, sets up several levels of this Clearness Committee. And that's maybe something you want to do in your life. Gather together whoever you know will be honest with you. Maybe that's your spouse. Maybe that's good friends. Maybe that's people that see you work in the community. Ask them questions. Whenever I went into the ministry, friends that I'd had for so long, I said this last week, said, Eric, we could tell that you were a pastor for a long time ago. Why did it take you so long to find that out? Right? And of course, my comment was, well, thanks for sharing. Right? Thanks for sharing. All right. Calling often involves pain. Receiving a calling from God is not the same thing as falling into your dream career. A dream career generally promises wealth and power and status, security, great benefits, right? But a calling is a different story. Our scripture for today is about Moses calling to free Israel. Moses' calling to free Israel. Now, listen to Moses' calling with my own emphasis added, just to kind of express what I'm trying to get across here. God says to Moses, I'm sending you to Pharaoh, the most powerful man on the earth. Tell Pharaoh to let his labor force leave without compensation, to worship a God that he doesn't even believe in. Then convince the stiff-necked people to run away into the desert. Oh, and by the way, you'll be wandering for 40 years. And you actually won't even make it to the promised land. But that's another story. And that's your calling, Moses. That's what I want you to do. And of course, Moses said, well, here I am. Send Aaron. He's great. Right? There are other examples. God called Jonah to Nineveh, the world's most corrupt and violent city at the time. Tell those who live there, God said, who don't know you and won't acknowledge me, to repent or die. God called Jeremiah to preach to people who wouldn't listen. God called Abraham to leave the country land that the only land he ever knew. God called Gideon to lead an army whenever he was making wine in a well. God called Esther to defy the king. God called Mary to birth the Messiah. Oh, and by the way, Mary, you just might get stoned to death because of this. God called Ananias to go to a man named Saul who'd been killing Christians and to offer this man Christ. You see, the kind of assignments God gives in the Bible are always God's size. Let's say that together. The kind of assignments God gives in the Bible are always God's size. They are always beyond what people can do on their own. Why? Because Jesus is in charge of water walking. Jesus is in charge of water walking. Remember, we are called to work with God, not for God. With God. I have another clip for you from the beach, and on a day like today, of course, at 8, it looks like it might be a little bit brighter out there this morning. At 8, it was really gray and kind of raining. But anyway, from the beach of Lake Michigan on a sunshiny day, I thought it would bring sunshine to your life, right? But anyway, it shows John and his class that he's teaching, and they're talking about this getting out of the boat. He talks about this concentric circles and how it is a great way to step out of the boat. Listen, I think it's a good message.